8 games in, 8 one-goal games. Heck, 9 if you count the exhibition game at North Dakota. The only time the final margin wasn't one goal this year, game number 1, Minnesota Duluth scored an empty netter late, won it 4-2. Every other game all season long has been won or lost by just one goal. In those 8 games, 4 wins, 4 losses. This team hasn't figured it out by now. They better be ready for a tight game come the last 5 minutes tonight.
We knew we had a tough schedule and that a lot of these games would play out this way, but you figure maybe one of them or two of them don't, but it's been tight. It's been good. We're going to have to get comfortable playing in tight games, which will help us down the stretch come playoff time. So it's been a good experience for our guys. It's never easy. Tom always says, you know, you can't buy experience at the grocery store. So, and that's true. Like, you know, Brad Johnson and Ethan Somoza played in a lot of games. And overall, we've got an experienced group, especially up front. Those guys have played in a lot of games, a lot of different types of games. And you're going to play in a lot of different types of games during the course of the season. So the more experience you have in those different situations, you know, we can definitely help you out.
2 weekends ago against Bowling Green, Bemidji State led on Friday night 1-0, ended up losing 3-2. The Saturday game, Bemidji State got out to a 2-0 lead and held on to win it. Goals by experienced players like Lucas Hillinger and Alex Iarullo.
4-on-4, Sillinger slides the puck ahead for Owen Sillinger. Owen runs right over his man, that's Malmstrom. Broke his stick, too. Malmstrom's stick, not Owen's. Owen gets it back, top of the right circle. Pushes it down low. Little give and go, shoots and scores! Lucas Sillinger! Beavers lead 1-0. Play set up by Owen Sillinger, and a great pass down low back to Lucas.
Well, that was, I think, Elias Rosen down deep defensively on that little give and go. Neatly done, but you're right, it was Owen Sillinger, and that aggressive entrance into the zone that broke the defender's stick.
Owen Sillinger behind his defensive goal feeds Elias Rosen, launches one up the near wall. Alex Iarullo shoots and scores! Stretch pass from Elias Rosen. Iarullo goes far side, Beamer's up to rim.
Stretch pass is right. Wow, I mean, that's almost the whole length of the ice from the goal line to the blue line on the dot.
It's never easy, so I close my eyes just to see your face. If I could hear your voice, it would be easy.
Elias Rosen and Owen Sillinger had the assists on both of those goals. Elias says, you bet. We're expecting tight games again this weekend.
I feel like we have such a deep group and we have such a deep forward group that it doesn't really affect us that much. We can have the older guys take over and the younger guys just follow their lead. And they've responded really well. We've seen the freshmen step up in numerous situations on getting some late goals. We saw Louis get some late goals. We saw other guys. And we feel like we just have such a deep core group that we can bounce back really good in those games.
So does the head coach, Tom Ceratori. One of those one-goal wins for the Beavers happened at North Dakota. Ended up winning that game in overtime. You remember the pregame festivities that day? It was Medora weekend. They had a Teddy Roosevelt impersonator there. One of Teddy Roosevelt's most famous lines, "Nothing in the world is worth having or worth doing unless it means effort, pain, and difficulty. I've never in my life envied a human being who led an easy life." Well, he would love his Beaver hockey team. Lake State made the national tournament last year for the first time in what seems like forever. They won the postseason tournament. The Beavers have their work cut out for them again tonight. Beavers on the road at the Lake State Lakers. Budweiser pregame show next on the Beaver Radio Network.
It's never easy.